but don't you call us petty. We that bread and butter, fuck off if you're feeling jelly. They call me Dr. Nympho, freaking with that PhD. Two freaks and a virgin, let us take you where you wanna be. Where else you gonna get one show, three fantasies? X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be. X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be.
Chasing a love and a life that I grew up seeing with my parents.
So it was more so about an idea in my head than the actual relationship that I had.
Also, I just didn't want to be alone.
Growing up, a brown skin girl, a fat girl, essentially growing up feeling undesirable.
I got older and I had a man that desired me.
It validated me. It made me feel good about myself.
Therefore, the content that the validation brought me was worth the actual pain that the relationship eventually brought.
It's a sad, scary,
vulnerable place
when you need to feel love so much that you're willing to accept anything.
Cause I'm always forgiving the shit you've been putting me through. You told me you changed, but I see it in the moon. Huh. Cause I already know you don't know nothing about love. I leave when you're wrong, but don't stay where you belong. And make it so hard and make it as out to home. I know you're no good, but I just keep hanging on to the side. And you know you could do better, baby, but you won't try for me. You know how
Situations where I ain't gonna say just women, but you see a lot of more women be doing it too. But men, y'all do it too. Be fighting over one woman, and women be fighting over one man. Like, is it really worth it? Like, at the end of the day, like, who loves who? Does this man love you more, or does this woman love you more? If he messing with the other woman or messing with the other man, like, what is it? We're talking about, you know, we keep talking about self-worth, knowing your worth, and stop putting up with stuff. Let me see. Being in relationships, still being cheated on. We're covering all that. And we're going to break down some more stuff, too. But we're going to go to the questions. Okay. So, speaking of that, what is up with some women having this, she ain't doing what I'm doing for you mentality when it comes to trying to keep a man?
Yo,
you hear it all the time.
You hear it all
the
time.
She ain't doing what I'm doing for you, so I know. Or it's like a mindset in a woman's head, like, well, I'm doing all this, so I know he gonna stay with me. Why? How you figure that?
Well, you know, back in the day, it used to be like real. How can I say? It used to be real common to hear, but now it's not that common to hear anymore. Now another woman be like, okay, let her do it.
Yeah.
She been doing it. She doing better. Okay, let her do it. Let her do it. You go over there. You stay over there. Let her do it. like, I ain't doing enough for you. Go ahead. Go stay over there. Let her do it.
But you do have some women that will actually just try to compete. Yeah. Like, yeah. Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
Like, if you got to try to spoil this man to death, try to
just to keep
do him. All this, break your back, work all these extra hours, do all this, and you know it's the other woman there, and you trying to compete, you really making yourself look crazy. You really are. You like, you not knowing your worth because you up here fighting, want to fight the other woman for what? And he just sitting back, relaxing, or telling you to calm down. You the only one, and you know damn well you ain't the only one. Come on now. So that mentality is just, y'all just need to stop with that mentality. Me and y'all too. Like, if the woman don't want you or she ain't treating you right, like, why? I mean, come on. You want to fight the other man, pop up at the house, fight the other man for what? Like, if you know you ain't the only one, then handle that situation well. Don't worry. Yeah, you got to know how to play the game. That's the problem. Half of y'all don't know how to play the motherfucking game. It takes years to learn how to play the game.
And half of y'all already know he already got somebody, or she already got somebody, and y'all still want to fall in love. I that's the part I'm not getting. If you roll up in a situation, you know you're going to be a side.
You mean they already know, they already
have somebody in the head. I don't know what you said. I don't know why that's what's in their head. What they think, oh, he gonna treat me better, he gonna do me better. After you see what he doing with the person he with.
Like, it can't happen to you. Like, he already doing it to the man.
Who said that on the radio? It can happen to anybody.
Oh,
look at Halle Berry. Look at all these celebrities. It can happen to anybody. Don't think she's special.
Or the strawberry letter.
Yeah, she was saying how unattractive her man is. Like, who would want him? But bitch, you want him.
Yeah.
So why would another woman not want him?
Yeah.
If you want
him. There's always somebody for somebody. Mm-hmm. So don't even try this. What you might not see in him, that other woman might see in him. Exactly. And what you won't help build up in that man, you might have been bringing his self-esteem down. Who knows? But with this woman, he might act. I'm going to tell you right now, men acting with different women, a man acts different ways. He may act, you may be the fun girl. Mm-hmm. You may be the girl that helps his mentality, that calms him and tells him, baby, it's okay, it's all right. He may come to you for support. He may come to you for money. He may need some money for his last bill to be paid.
Or a good meal, you know how to cook for a good old plate.
He may come to you for some good head. It's different reasons men go to certain women.
A place to stay.
Yeah, that too.
A car to drive.
Yep.
So, it's different reasons. So, y'all need to be careful out there with that. If you don't know how to play the game, get off the board. Just get off the damn board.
Yeah,
just... And learn. Go back and read the directions and how to play and the chess pieces and all that. You got to learn all that.
Especially if you going into a situation knowing that the person that you approaching or approaching you got somebody. And it's 2023, so 9 times out of 10, they going to tell you, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I do have somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if they tell me that, that's what I tell niggas. Give me the choice. Don't lie. You tell them all the time. Do not fucking lie. Just tell me the truth. I'd rather hear the truth than a lie. Because I can respect you as a man if you tell me the motherfucking truth. If you tell me, oh, well, I'm with this woman, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. I may be mad, yeah. I may be a woman and I might be in my feelings. But I got to respect you as a man for telling me the truth. Because I told you from the jump, I want to hear the truth. Whether it's good or bad. I can't be mad at you because at least you was man enough to tell me the truth.
So you trying to say don't let the man don't need to choose for you. Like, you need to be up front.
Yeah.
They need to be up front. With you.
Yeah. Like, okay, say for instance, this man, he's married or he's not just no one woman man. And he tells me that. Okay, so you telling me you're not going to be the only one. I'm just out there. Okay, well, give me that option to choose if I want to deal with this bullshit or not.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be fronting like, oh, you know, I want to focus on just you. Mm-hmm. Or, yes, I'm single, but I want to focus on you. I want to date you. I
love telling everybody
you.
That.
But how many other women he telling that to? Come on now. Don't play the game.
Or, let me tell you something else the men or women may do. That might fuck you real good.
Mind fuck you.
Fuck you too. Yep. In the bedroom too. Mind fuck you real good. And then, I'm going to put it on him. I'm going to put it on her. So, she going to want to come back. I'm going to make that.
That's make her want to come back. Tactic.
Yeah. I'm going to put that. And then I'll squeeze it in. I'll ease it on in. or let the phone ring and it come up wifey. I had somebody do that to me. Not the fucking part. But we was hanging out and I didn't know he was married. Uh-huh. And then next thing I know, sorry, I know you listen to the podcast, but I ain't talking about you. Listen. And then we was hanging out. Next thing you know,
you know he listen.
Yeah, I know he listen because he tell me he listen. Mm. Wifey came on the phone. I said, "Wifey, you married?" He was like, "Yeah, I told you I was married." No, you didn't. You ain't tell me you was married because I wouldn't have dealt with you. Like I don't like dealing with married men. I can't stand it. It's too
just
much.
A bunch of damn
it's too much. It's too much. And you not only you got
you
an obligation.
You need them to.
Yeah, not only you got an obligation to whoever you married to. You did that before God. I don't play with God. Like I can't play with God. And so you bold enough to play with the Lord, more power to you. But I just can't deal with married men. It's too much. It's too much.
Only thing I used to like about that shit is the motherfucker could go home and
you don't think you like about what?
Dealing with a married man. Hey, I'm real. Is you don't have to deal with all the extra bullshit with it. Like, say if you dealing with a side piece you see on the record. But sometimes that can be fucking complicated, too, because the married man be trying to act like he in a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. You be like, wait a minute, don't you got a wife? You just come over here and fuck and then leave. That's it.
Right.
But sometimes that, if you not protecting your boundaries as a woman or a man, I mean, depending on you, who you with, you can get caught up easily with that bullshit, too. So, yeah, the only thing I liked about it was they can go. You don't have to deal with the shit. Like, if you a married, you got to deal with the motherfucker every day, the drama, mm-hmm. the aggravation. You got to see the sucker every day. But married, I think that's why a lot of people do that shit, because they can leave. You can get your nut and leave. That's it. There ain't nothing to it.
They're supposed to get their nut.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. That's the correct way. But sometimes it don't end like that.
No, it don't end like that.
So you think it's that hard to keep a man to where when a woman got to compete against another woman, though?
I'm not competing. I'm not competing.
That's one thing I said I would never do. I'm not fighting no goddamn.
I know
woman
my
for no fucking man.
I know my
I'll leave
worth.
You before I have to do that.
I'm not competing for no man. Why?
Oh, that's your man? Okay.
Okay.
I'm not fighting no.
I wish I would put my hand to fight a female over a fucking man. For what? That's not all these men I have.
Ain't worth it. Right.
You know he's scumbag.
I'm not going to no female house. I ain't knocking on your door. I ain't even gonna call you because halftime the other woman already know.
Yep.
You already know, so why you calling the other woman? Why are you doing that?
I ain't playing no spy game.
I ain't gonna tell the other woman to stop messing with my maid.
You know what she doing? What she doing? Putting cameras in the room and stuff?
We ain't watched it.
Oh.
I ain't doing all that. I ain't putting no GPS track down the car. Because if you got to compete for a man 9 times out of 10, you ain't got no car.
You're trying to keep up with y'all. That's enough. You dealing with yourself.
Exactly.
But you got to try to watch what see what he doing the whole time, man. No, man.
And if I got to worry about what you're doing, yeah. I'm better off without
that stress. If
I ain't
work,
doing it.
Okay,
I
you supposed to be back this up. Or why you ain't did this or why you ain't called this.
I'm not
no GPS. I'm not doing it. It's too much habit. It's too many men out here to be worrying about one motherfucker that's trying to be faithful. Mm-mm. I ain't got time.
And not only that, all these toys out here, I don't even need you for nothing. All these toys out here, no, it's a peace of mind. You know how.
And that's what I appreciate now.
A peace of mind is. I'm not about to do all that.
You know, before, I didn't even know what a true peace of mind. I did, but... I just accepted the bullshit and was just in a bunch of fucking drama. So, but now I appreciate a true peace of mind. Just being in the quiet. Just watching TV. Don't have to be aggravated or worry about the motherfucker. What they doing or why they ain't text or why they ain't did this. That shit is so peaceful when you have a fucking peace of mind. You ain't got to worry about nobody. Like,
yes.
I appreciate it now. Before I did, but now I do.
No, that's right.
So, our next question is,
ladies or men, and there's no need to compete for nobody. Put that energy into yourself or
compete
your kids.
With yourself. Compete with
or
yourself.
Your kids.
Or
you know, do that. There's no need. It's 2023. Ain't no need that. Let him have her or let her have him. Let her have
him. Let him have him. Let her have her.
You right. You right. Ain't the keep it as a heterosexual thing. Homosexuals be y'all be fighting too. Y'all be fighting.
Whenever he down low or something, let him have him.
You definitely let that go.
Damn, I'm worth it. I ain't fighting over. Ain't fighting the man over a man.
No.
Let that motherfucker go. Shit. Okay, next question.
First of all, if you try to fight against a man, you ain't gonna win.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna win, baby, because a man know how to, and a woman know how to please a woman. So ain't no need. If somebody like same sex, you might as well let that go. Let it go. That's a battle. You gonna, if you win, you only win it because you got some benefits they gonna reap. So let that go.
Okay, why do some women feel like they are winning? Or men, why do some women or men feel like they are winning while still being cheated on?
I don't know, because they feel like they something as long as they come back to them. Because they coming back home. I don't know why they feel like they winning. I guess they feel like because they come back home to them at the end of the night. I mean, at the end of the day, they're still coming back in some way, shape, or form.
But at the end of the day, they could be coming back with STDs. They could be coming back with damn baby on the way. Yep. Their woman, their side piece got a baby on the way. Why even want that? Or he might be just got a lot of money and she just shutting up and taking it. You know he got there fucking all these different people. But you just deal with it. I think that's so sad. Like, I don't want to be with somebody that bad to where you just, I know you fucking all these different people. But we still supposed to be married or committed to each other. What? That's not commitment. You might as well just be single. He doing what he want to do. That's not how y'all committed when it's halfway full.
Right. And we know what you winning.
If anything, you feeling that you halfway filled the cup up, he just pouring the shit out. He done probably broke half of the cup, the glass. He don't care about that.
I'm trying to figure out why they feel like it's got some sin because maybe he coming home at night.
Maybe it's a mind thing. Like, he's coming home to me, so he wants me ultimately in the end. He may be doing all this other bullshit, but he still wants me.
That's some crazy psych thinking.
You psych yourself out. Or you done dealt with it so long, I think. Some people deal with it so long to where it becomes a norm. Because think about it. If you in a relationship with somebody and shit just not right, and you get used to it, you get used to the bullshit, it becomes a norm. Believe it, it does. It becomes a norm. Like, okay, this nigga right here pissing me off, or he disrespecting me, but I'm going to take it because it's normal, or I'm going to forgive him, but it's normal. It becomes a norm. Ooh. I done lived it. It becomes a fucking norm. And then until you get tired of it and you see for yourself that it's not normal, this is not normal. This is not how it's supposed to be. Until you find out and see for yourself that it's not normal, it's going to be normal to you until you get tired of it.
Mm. And then, if you know what's going on, you need to seek some help. Professionally, I prefer to recommend that professional help because your self-esteem, your worth has suffered.
And then when you deal with somebody,
yourself to be in a relationship and you knowingly know that he's out there or she's out there having multiple relationships with other people, it's dangerous because you don't know who she's sleeping with.
If they safe, if they doing...
Yeah, you just don't know. You just don't know. So you gotta look out for yourself. I got a couple people I need to tell, go put that butt on the table and get them legs up. I got people I need to tell that to. You need to go get checked. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I got a couple of people I need to talk to because it's world is dangerous. Yeah.
And being safe.
You need to get that butt checked. You need to go get everything. You just need to go get a check. Everything. You just don't know. You just do not know. You got to be careful if you're in a relationship and you knowingly know that he or she
even
is cheating.
Even if you see signs or red flags that person ain't being faithful, you need to do what you need to do. To cover and protect yourself. Because a motherfucker can tell you anything. But especially if you see the red flags, you need to do something. Wake up.
You really do need to wake up.
Wake the hell up.
Mm. Well, we're going to the song, and we'll be right back. Y'all wake up and pray. Mm-hmm.
And it's all in the things that you didn't say, didn't say, that made it so clear to me. I'm good for babe. Said it's all in the things that you didn't say, didn't say. So if you had it anyway, okay. All the things you didn't say to me.
You chase, I'm seeing different things to what you say. You missed a couple things from the full frame, but my views change, I just can't entertain. So take it, ego, your nonsense, all that shit you had. Ain't no need to lie no more, leaving all on your conscience. Yeah, you playing through games, and it's all in the things that you didn't say, didn't say. The made it so clear to me, I'm good to fall back. Said it's all in the things that you didn't say, didn't say. So busy hiding anyway, yeah. A lot of all the things you didn't say to me.
Hey. What you didn't say and what you didn't do.
Yeah.
Sat back and played it cool, now I know how to move. You bitches couldn't walk a mile in my Bottega boots.
Oh,
so when that message turned green, it ain't no getting through.
Nah.
Nothing was reciprocated, mentally manipulated. Call when I'm intoxicated. When I'm sober, I can fake it. Fake it like I'm over you. In denial, I know it's true.
True.
Think about the old you and not the shit you put me through. I wish I could cut these soul ties. No lie. Took you back when the hope died. Both times. You weren't there to cry with me. Thought you was gon' ride with me. Until you sit them simple hoes, and that shit ain't gon' fly with me.
Didn't say, made it so clear to me. I'm good to fall back. Said it's all in a way. Didn't say, too busy hiding anyway. All the things you didn't say to me.
Okay, so you got stains on you. Shine a light on you. Broke pain, will do.
When you go off it, but you just stay for the profit. And I ain't talking about what is happening at all. All for you, that's what love will do.
That's what love will do. That's what love will do. That's what love will do.
It's all in the things that you didn't say. Didn't say. You made it so clear to me. I'm good to fall back. Said it's all in the things that you didn't say.
Monster, what you fighting for? And then
Quasimodo,
half of the already don't want to treat you right.
Don't want to work.
You fighting over what?
Got a whole bunch of kids.
Y'all got to think. If y'all fighting over
a wet butt,
or me and y'all fighting over a woman,
put that butt in the
ask yourself, what the hell are you fighting for? What you fighting for? Because it ain't worth it.
It really ain't.
I don't care how much money they got. I don't even care if they rich or what. You're fighting. What you fighting for? You waste your time fighting. And this person might not even stay with your ass. And you fighting for them. And you don't even know what they telling the other woman or man. You don't know.
And I got one crazy. Y'all put up a fight more for a man than
your own kids.
Before your own kids. You don't even go to bed half the time for the kids. The one you carry, the one you birthed, the one that's living under your roof. You care more about losing a fucking man or a woman than your own damn kids.
Now,
that's the shit I can't even come with a valid reason why. There is no valid reason why. Put up a fight for your kids. Yeah, the man gone. Yeah, she gone. Okay, peace be unto you. But you still got kids in the house. That's why I'm confused. I'm so confused on that part. Oh, I'm so sad that they're gone. But you still got kids in the house. Your life still goes on.
You feel like you start thinking about that bullshit to put you through, and then that might make you feel a little better.
Probably not.
And some of these men, too, instead of y'all not taking care of your kids, you worrying about spending so much money on this woman. Pay your damn child support. Worry about that. Yeah. You spending and trying to splurge, trying to keep her, and she up here with another man. Spend time with your child. Take your child out. Spoil your child, not the woman.
Exactly.
Same with your fucking wife, and you up here treating her like, come on now. And you got kids at home, or a child at home that needs your attention. Your child wants you to come visit them. Come on, y'all need to get that
shit. And they're going to remember that shit. They're going to remember that shit.
Kids don't forget shit like that. They don't. Y'all think they just because they're kids, they ain't going to remember that. But they do. I remember shit when I was a kid.
Me too.
My dad was supposed to come see me. I'm up here staring, looking out the window, and just hoping he would come. My mom said, he's not coming. You don't have to keep standing there looking out the window. You know how that shit felt to me? My dad didn't come for me. I stood there all day waiting, thinking he would take me to the movies. Didn't even show.
Nope.
Never came.
Never
came. That shit is traumatizing to a child.
Or when they did come.
And that's probably why I have so many fucked up problems. Like, you are always batting for a man to come rescue me. Come do this. Come save the day. And, you know, that go back to my father. He was always let me down. Yeah. Always disappoint me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if he did come pick us up, he always dropped us off at the family house. And then that was his thing. He just picked us up and just dropped us off and still went to go do his thing. And he'll come back right before, you know, it was time for us to go back home. And then he was like, no, mama used to say, I told y'all, don't come looking with the sad faces. Because I told y'all what his plan was, his whole game was. He spent no time with y'all.
Dang.
Thank you.
So he had a certain reason to come?
Or he just he just picked us up. I guess he
just to say he did it.
Yeah. Wow. You know how y'all do. Damn. Thank you.
That's just... So, it's the... Do you think it's the... That goes tied into the second question. Why do we as women or men sometimes settle for just a temporary love fix? I think we sometimes settle because
it could be that we've been single for so long.
Yeah, and then when it finally comes, or it really don't come, it'd be in disguise. We just want to be, at the end of the day, everybody want to be loved, mm-hmm. some way, form, or fashion. But the thing is, it has to be unconditional love. Love that's going to be true, not fucked up love, not love in disguise. When I say love in disguise, like you telling me you love me, but it's not really love. Like, a certain love is supposed to treat you a certain way. Love is supposed to be unconditional. Love is supposed to be no lies. It's just straight up, real, honest. Like, no. So, I think we get caught up in the idea of love and not love itself sometimes. Sometimes we feel like, oh, well, this person did this for me. Or this person said this. So, it feel like love. That's why sometimes we really have to research what love truly is. Because sometimes you can't fall for sometimes people telling you they love you and it don't really be what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it be in disguise. You be thinking it is, but it really ain't.
And I think people they become so used to, you know, the person being there, no matter how they treat them, good, bad, that it gets used to it. So anything other than that just feels abnormal to them. And when they, when the person gone, they don't know how to handle it. So they rather do pull up. They rather put up with the bullshit than the person to leave and they be free. And that's a you slavery to that.
Yeah, that's not even happiness. That's like,
you need to go talk to somebody.
You still got a house for the kids. You still trying to find the thin line. You still got a house for the kids, okay?
Yeah. You ain't alone.
You ain't alone.
Yeah.
It'd be different if you was alone, and you still don't put up the bullshit if you are alone. You still got kids.
And then you got to do things different. You got to live life differently when you got kids. Especially in the household. You can't, yes, you want to be in love. Yes, you want to find a man or woman. But you got kids to think about then. Once kids in the picture, it's totally different. Like, you can't think about, oh, it's just a man or this, just. You got to think about the kids. The kids come first. The man or the woman come later.
And don't let them see you sad moping around. Don't let your kids see that. They already know why you sad moping around for. Then you teaching them, okay, somebody break up with me. Somebody leave me. This is how I'm supposed to act.
Yeah.
Dang, you ain't never supposed to let them see that side.
You ain't never supposed to give that much of yourself to anybody.
Exactly.
Except for the Lord. You don't give till you can't, almost, you can't eat, you can't function at work. What kind of bullshit is that? You cannot give that much of yourself to anybody.
Don't ever give your all to
the point when they leave you, you can't function? What?
Because when you give your all to that man or woman, what is you leaving for yourself? By the time they take everything from you, you don't have nothing else. Crazy. And that's why it takes so much longer for a motherfucker to heal from the bullshit. Because they done took everything out of you. They done took your mental. They done manipulated you. They fucked up your heart so bad to where you don't trust nobody no more. Mm. So don't ever... And I'm saying this for real. Women and men, don't ever let nobody take all of you. Don't give nobody your all. Especially if you know it's red flag. If it's red flag, you know it. You already know to step back and say, okay, this ain't what it is. Especially if you truly looking for love. Mm-hmm. Don't even put your all into that motherfucker. Don't waste your time. Because all that waste of time, you can't get back time.
It's okay.
You can get back money. You can get back that car. No, you can get back that material shit. You can't get back. And time is the most important thing because that was something that you was living. Time, life too short to be wasting time.
You can't rewind time. You can't get it back.
No.
Once it's gone, it's gone. Now, you might not be able to get all your money back, but if you work hard, you can put it back. You know what I'm saying? Because half the time when these motherfuckers leave y'all, you don't even know their location or where they at. Yeah, so you ain't getting shit back. You don't know where they at. Cause they done packed their shit and left up gone. You ain't even know they was leaving. So you can't get time back. That's why I tell people, don't waste my motherfucking time. Don't waste my time. I can't stand when my time is wasted. Don't do it. I cut a motherfucker off in a minute anyway.
That's me too.
I'm getting older.
I ain't got time.
I ain't gonna argue. Like, Plies?
Oh, yeah.
You wanna argue.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna argue with you.
He said, I ain't gonna waste my time with you.
I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna do it.
I could take me a good old nap. I could find something to do. But wasting my time with somebody who it just feel like it. You just keep going around. If y'all keep going around in the same circle, you need to go ahead and end that. Because, with time progress,
that's just when time
y'all still going in the same circle. And you should get tired of seeing the same thing going around. It's like a merry-go-round. You know, a merry-go-round, you just keep going around in the circle. You ain't seeing nothing. You see the same thing every time you go around. Why would you want to be in a relationship like that? And that's how it is if you go with somebody, if you competing for somebody. Or if you go into a relationship and they already got somebody, it's a merry-go-round.
Prime example. You go to the fair. You get on the ride, right? And you've been wanting to get on this ride forever. So you get on the ride about the time that it's over. But then it starts going around again. And then it keeps going around again and around again. Aren't you ready to get off that motherfucker?
Yeah.
You done saw everything. You done did everything. Exactly. Your butt hurting. Your head hurting.
You sick.
Why do you keep getting the headaches and the bullshit? Why keep
already. Your body telling you already. Your mind telling you already. What the fuck you still riding for? Get off the motherfucker. Now, if you can't sit there and ride that ride forever, what the fuck you still in a relationship forever then? Yeah,
right. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
There's no need to waste your time. Men, ain't no need to waste y'all time. You know, this woman telling you she love you and it don't show it.
Not matching up.
Action speak. This is my thing. Action speaks louder than words. Right. If I don't see no action, what's the fucking point? You can tell me everything. Talk till the cows come home. If I don't see action behind your words, it's no point.
Yeah, shut up.
It's no point. Don't tell me shit. You gonna do this. You gonna do the blah, 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 blah. I just hear a whole bunch of words. Okay, put some action behind what you say you're going to do. And if you can't do that, move the fuck on. Move on. Or treat this person. If you're not going to move on, or if you just want to keep this person as a fuck bud, play your position accordingly. Know your boundary. That's like jumping in the game. Okay, before I jump in this game, you got to put your helmet on. You got to put your gear on. You can't go into the game on the field with no equipment.
You're going to be messed up.
You're going to get your ass fucked up getting on that field.
And 9 times out of 10, you got a thing to protect your heart. When you play football, y'all men put on a cup to protect them balls. So you got to put all that shit on. Protect your heart. Protect. Hey, quit putting the privates on the table the first time. Y'all hear I love you. That's probably a trap. Somebody can't love you that quickly. They just trying to get your groceries. You can't love you that quickly, okay?
No, I got a question. This goes into question. What's up with, if you get with somebody, okay, say for instance, if y'all didn't know each other too long, what's up with people, women, I done heard it, calling a man bae or boo so fast? Like, y'all not even, what? I'm not calling, maybe it's to each his own. I'm not calling no motherfucker boo or bae until it's truly official. Maybe not even then, but until it's official and I know this is the only one. I'm not about to do that because as soon as you up here putting a title on it, and this, you don't even know if he putting a title on it. Stop putting titles on the shit and y'all ain't even on that level.
That's true.
You're fucking yourself up.
That's true.
You're like, well, I thought you was bae. I thought you was boo. Stop doing that because, and then some motherfuckers be saying it, baby and all this shit, and y'all don't even fucking be really meaning that shit. How many other women you calling boos and babies and bars and boo-boo? That's why you'll never see me saying that shit.
I'm gonna see, have I ever done that? Have I ever?
I mean, you can do it, but don't be doing, you my boo, you my, we ain't even been on that level yet. What the fuck?
And speaking of level, that's what, no consistency. Remember?
Uh-huh.
That's what he was talking about when you and Baby Oil was, I think y'all was in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out there and he was like, you gonna be my new boo. I was like, see? Like, but you have no consistency. None. It's like, he will talk a good 2-3 months and he disappears for 6 to 8 months. Talk, you know what I'm saying? It'd be the same thing. I just deal with him accordingly.
If they showing signs like that, you have to. You gotta protect yourself. You don't protect yourself.
Ain't no boo. Ain't no bae. Ain't no. Matter of fact, his homeboy called and he was like, I don't think my lady wanna ride with me. Like, my lady? Who your lady? I'm not your lady.
This is y'all first date.
No, this wasn't our. And it wasn't even a date. It was just, he came over to hang out, and then we just got drunk. We got drunk that night, ain't we?
Yeah,
we got drunk that night. But that's just how, I've been knowing him for what? Since Hidden Figures came out.
Damn.
Exactly.
And he's not consistent.
He's not consistent. It's like,
I mean, it's more, y'all.
But,
just, it's more, it ain't just you, it's not just other people.
Sound like it is.
He be just a little
girl.
Those signs.
And he might have a live-in woman. I don't know.
But that's smart.
But just because they give you your address, he gave me the address to the house, I can pull up anytime. I'm not doing that. It's his house. I did the little background, but I'm not going to pull up because I don't know what I'm walking into. Mm-hmm. And you're not consistent. Why would I pull up? For what? Pull up for what? Why would I do that? I'm just... I mean, what you trying to... I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Wow.
Not consistent.
And you said it.
I said it. Well, I told y'all. I said it in his face.
Dang, you ain't heard from.
Yeah, I said it. I told him. He's not a consistent individual. He's just not.
But just think, if you had took your time and opened up to him on a deeper level, and he's not consistent like that, it would have been a bunch of bullshit.
Thank you.
But you put your gear on.
Yeah, I already know. I told y'all. I already know
your boundaries.
Yeah, I already know.
So then why? So you know he's not consistent. Then why you like when he come around? Like you still talk to him and stuff?
I get that good head. I sure do.
Yeah.
I don't have no feelings. It's just no feelings. No. It's just at the time I enjoy his company. He enjoy my company. And then see you in another 8-9 months. Next year,
and then you know what? When men see that you like that, and they be trying to get you to fall for them, it be making them mad. Like, dang, I can't get her.
You ain't gonna get me, nah. Because
that's why. Because I wasn't in there when he was doing all that talking. Like, no, you just don't wanna. And I'm like, he mad because he can't.
Yeah, I already
and
know.
You see it. I know. I ain't falling for you, nigga, because that's what you want. You want me to be a fool.
Yeah.
Just like your little lineup. Nope, not doing it.
Nope. And I told y'all. I did not tell you in bed.
I ain't gonna hear from him
after the day. I ain't gonna hear from him another 8-9 months. I said it.
That's what it was. You know his routine.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. If y'all need to learn these motherfuckers' routines. Like, the way you gotta really pay attention to how they talk, what they say. You know, you'll learn their routine. Okay, this nigga, I know he ain't gonna call back. Or I know he's bullshitting. You learn that shit, and I'm telling you, you have to know the game.
Somebody said, hey, yo, he said, I bet he is not better than mine. Well, I can't tell you that because I don't know you.
Wow. Okay, our next question. Why do some women blame the other woman for their significant other's lack of loyalty or disrespect?
I don't know.
Now, I think that's crazy, but some women do. Like, they feel like the other woman done changed their man. Like, they blame the woman for their man's dishonesty, cheating on them, or why he doing this. Like,
it ain't the man's fault.
Yeah, it's like the women calling your phone telling, leave my man alone. Or they interviewing
you. So you're trying to say the woman come to the other woman instead of going to the man?
Yeah.
She blaming the woman.
She's blaming the woman. She the one who messed up my marriage. She the one who messed up my relationship.
Oh, no. We shouldn't be doing that.
Like, you're not even blaming him?
Hold on. Pause. I need you to play a song so I don't want this thing to mess up like last time. And I'm going to start a new thing. Hold on, y'all. We'll be right back. I got to make sure that we get all this good content in.
Racing to her face, talking to myself about it.
Hey y'all, we back.
To tell her to her face.
Hey y'all, we back.
What's up?
I had to make sure we get all that, say that good content because this app be tripping. I ain't got time. We ain't got time to be stopping that recording, but we back. So you were saying that women will blame another woman before they check their husband.
Or a man can blame the other man and not checking his woman.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely wrong. But that's very
bad because they not loyal to you. You blaming the other woman that he wasn't loyal. Like, it's not your fault. It's her fault. She came into our life.
I guess she said she feel like if the woman knew that he was with somebody, then the woman should have been big enough to say no if she knew that he was with somebody or vice versa. Get what I'm saying?
You mean if the other woman
knew. If the other woman knew about the other person. And she, if the other, say it's two, is a man and a woman, right? And the man cheating on with another woman. And she said the woman blamed the other woman for his infidelity. Maybe she blaming the other woman because if the woman knew she was married, he was married, then she should have been the one that say, been the bigger person to say no. Maybe she's looking at it from that perspective. Mm,
could be.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, ultimately, it's still his fault. Because, like they said,
he stepped
out. He made that choice.
We got somebody who wants to get in the box.
Oh.
Now, y'all keep this box. Keep this box.
Appropriate.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Because we on the time thing. What's up? Say your name first. Say your name so everybody know who talking.
Rick.
Okay, go ahead.
So, when I made my first comment when I came here, you said you left and you said you don't know me, so you can't really say.
Right.
I just wanted to say, not to toot my own horn, but I know I don't have that issue because most of the women who I do something with, they end up stalking my house. And they end up sitting outside of my car doing weird shit.
Like, damn, what the hell are you doing? She was sitting on my car
with no drawers on, no pants, nothing out there playing with herself. Talk about she miss it.
Grandstar, let me get your ass out this damn box.
I
don't know who was talking about. Goddamn, what's going on, Grandstar?
Wow.
Don't women need help? Tell them to hit my inbox up. And I know some counselors. I can get them in touch with too. Lord. I ain't never stalking nobody.
I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you.
I ain't never did no shit like that.
You inbox me no women, their phone number, and I'm gonna get them some help immediately. Because if they gotta sit out beside one man's house door with no drawers and shit on, they need some help. They dealing with some things. But you know what?
Damn, what you do to them?
I don't even wanna know. Because it's probably nothing ain't nobody ain't never heard of. What? You got a tone ring? You got two? It don't even matter.
You got two tongues. You got something that
normal. You cut the tongue in half, it split. It's like, it don't even matter, but they need help. They need help. And I got a good rose I done threw and lost in the room, and I still,
ain't found it.
No.
Maybe his tongue like the rose.
Man, he said no. I just made a soul crip walk in here. Man. I'm about to inbox you some of a counselor number because you're starting to help me to start with your ass. But you know what? I think men and women, they kind of know, they try to play on the people who got that they think they can sense they got the low self-esteem, the low worth, and they try to make them go crazy.
You might be dealing with some of them then.
Yeah, that's what you're dealing with. That's why they need some help.
They ain't used to
it. And then they whip.
They ain't been with a whole lot of people.
You need help because if you got somebody, you need to start pleasing them women.
First of all, what we said about people boasting and bragging about what they can do.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to boast and brag now.
Yeah, don't do that.
You boast and brag, that make you unbelievable. Yeah. People should let those women come tell us. Yeah. Don't you tell us. Let them come tell us.
Send a witness my way.
Yeah, because you say it's a real witness.
I need a I need somebody who was sitting outside with no drawers on us.
Yeah, we need to talk to her.
She need help immediately.
He's trying to say
it's
multiple ones.
They need to be a guest.
Okay, he done got us all off subject.
We need them to be a guest. Okay. Oh, you need help.
What is that?
He done blocked all the women who did that. Oh, man, Rockstar, bye. Listen, what was the question?
The question was, why do some women or men blame the other
person if y'all doing that. Others,
lack of loyalty or disrespect?
To me, I'm at this point. I'm not going to ask the woman. If I find out, I'm not going to ask the woman.
Me neither.
And frankly, it's not. I'm not going to waste my time to ask him because it's not going to be the truth.
Nope.
So you might as well just let it go. Just chuck it up, count it as a loss.
You should play the Elsa song.
Yeah, let it go. You know what? I want somebody to do that one time. When they get ready to get rid of their man or their woman, just blast Elsa, let it go. When he coming to her, she coming in the door, just blast it. Have their bags just sitting right there at the thing. Ain't gonna be no packet with me because when you leave, you gonna leave with the same thing you came with. That's why I don't have no overnight guests. And if you do, is you got to be extremely drunk. That's the only reason why inconsistency stayed over because we was drinking like a mug that day.
Man, we sure was.
We drunk a lot. Man, we had to go to the Waffle House and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't
care. I thought who was that again? I thought it was at work.
Yeah, because you left. And you went to work.
Oh, who was that?
The short one. You said he had a thing in his head. I don't have no overnight guests. Now, Nympho, she like to cuddle. Fuck all that cuddle. Yeah. You need to buy some more pillows.
I like to communicate.
Fuck all that. That's how I know. Fuck it. I know I can't do it. I cuddle.
That's how boundaries get crossed.
I don't like all that cuddle.
I like to chill, hang out.
Yeah, you can chill, but you got to go. First of all, I like my bed to myself.
I'm a wild sleeper. And then you got somebody spending the night. You can't move like you want to. I can't sleep like I want to.
Because I might want a round two or three in the morning.
Round your ass up out of the
middle of the night.
Yeah. Round your ass when I'm up out of here. I don't have no overnight guests. Unless we just having fun and, you know, we drinking. And I don't trust you on the road at that. But other than that, you got to go. So, okay. Don't be checking the other person that you cheating with. He cheating or her cheating with. You didn't check the person who you with.
I can't stand that.
I'm not asking no questions either.
Fighting over a man. Like, y'all actually fighting, like.
But listen now. I ain't saying no time to come fight over a man. But now, people, it's different now. People don't put years. They be upset. You can't expect people to be upset. They don't put years and stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't establish. They got house, cars, and stuff together. Now, you can't expect people not to be upset. Yeah. It's much easier said than done. That's like true. I said, all that stuff comes into the fact that you're on a whole other different level.
That's true.
It's a whole other different level.
Even that, I'm not fighting the other woman. I'm going to fight that
no,
man.
No, I'm just saying in general.
I'm going to fight him.
Yeah.
I may be mad. Trying to downplay it. I may be mad at the woman, but I'm going to beat his ass. Yeah. I ain't got no dealings with her because she didn't go outside and step on our marriage. Mm-hmm. She didn't do it.
Right.
It's him.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So many women be wanting to fight the woman and, yeah, you mad. Yeah, it's going to hurt. Yeah, the nigga did what he did. But don't want to fight the damn female. She didn't come in the house and say, hey, you want to fuck? No, he the one who had to call the number. He had to get her number. Yeah. He had to get on POF. Yeah. He had to text her.
Yeah.
What is Badu? What's up with?
Yeah,
Badu hotline. He had to do it. He had to be out at the mall and holler at her.
Bumble, Black, whatever.
He had to tell her he ain't had no woman. He was single.
Exactly.
And wasn't even married.
Exactly.
He had to do it. It starts with him or it starts with her.
Yep.
It always starts. It had to start somewhere. You go to the beginning. He had to make the first move. Exactly. Or she had to make the first move. So that's what I would keep in my mind.
And that's true.
What?
Hawkins talking about, you said POL. All these apps out here, Bumble, Humble, what?
And it'd be a lot of married ones on there.
Yeah. What it is, you should say?
It was Tinder or something.
Tinder.
Tinder. All of them.
Half, a lot of them be married.
Yeah,
I only saw one profile where they say they married. I'm married.
I got an inbox today. I said, where is your picture?
Like no
and he said, I ain't gonna lie, I have a lady. So why? What makes you think I want you? If you got a lady, what makes you, I'm just looking for friendship. Do she know you on an app looking for friendship?
A dating website
I said,
app?
Probably not, because you can't even put your picture up.
Exactly. Like, damn.
If you not happy in your marriage, why even be there? Why even be married? I mean, why are you on here? Wasting their time.
You just wasting that woman's time. Years of time. Just wasting their time. Making her think she the only one. And y'all committed and stuff. And like
now
that.
You want to waste somebody else's time.
So what do y'all think is the best solution if you find out your man or your woman is sleeping with another person?
My answer, like I said, it's easy said than done. But
what would be your solution?
Because I don't think it'll stop.
It won't stop.
I don't think people make mistakes. Every once in a while, you might find one that
you
that will change.
People make mistakes.
Yeah, people make mistakes.
How can you mistakenly be with somebody?
But no, I mean, that's what they like to say it is. They like to call it a mistake.
There's no mistake if you with somebody.
If people slip up and do something like that, you have some who they get the fear of God scattered to them. But they won't do it again. But there's no guarantee. So I commend the ones who are able to leave. I will say Khloe. I like to use Khloe Kardashian as an example. Is that a good example? Because she left Lamar Odom. Right? Was he cheating on him?
Oh, that's why they broke up.
Wait a minute. Who the one, the basketball player, she
Trisha.
But she ain't did better with him because didn't he was cheating on her like crazy?
Yeah.
But she left him though. They ain't together.
She left him, but look who he dogged her out.
Dog
her out worse than Lamar did. So she ain't learned nothing from that.
What you mean? I mean, she's still in a relationship.
After he dogged her out,
he dogged her
she
out,
still
well, she did go
went
bad.
Ahead and son by yeah. him. Well, after the dogging.
Well,
and he was just doing it all in public.
And her valid reason.
Why thought she said she got officially inseminated? She ain't did nothing with him. She had a surrogate.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
She wanted her kids to have the same father.
Yeah, she wanted her kids to have the same father. I know it's hard. Like I say, I commend the people who are able to walk away and step away from and but you know what? That's gonna show you people know their worth. The people who else I ain't gonna deal with this bullshit. Yeah, I ain't gonna do it. That's who you know they know their worth.
Sometimes you said it's hard, but it's gonna be harder. You keep allowing yourself to be hurt, to keep allowing the same thing. If he or she feel like they can get away with fucking other people,
they gonna keep on doing.
Don't tell them what they else. They about to start taking trips, be gone for weeks at a time, and then they just come back to you.
Yeah. And when they come back, will only do what you allow them to do. They're going to keep doing it because you keep fucking allowing it.
That's true.
They're going to keep treating you the same way they're treating you because what? You allow it.
Yeah, that's very much true. So what would I do? What would Nipple Nipple
Issues do? Yeah, what would your solution be once you find out your husband or significant other is cheating? You find out, you know for a fact he's cheating on you.
Okay, so it's different levels. You can't treat a boyfriend the same as you would do a husband.
Yeah, true.
So boyfriend, I can easily let your monkey ass go. You out. Just leave me the fuck alone. Husband, I can't say what I would do with a husband. I really can't say.
That's if it's years.
Not even years. Like, it's just different. Like, I can't just walk away like I could a boyfriend.
Most of the time, y'all got stuff together.
And it's just a whole different level of commitment. It's marriage.
I think it's levels to how it was done, too. Like, how long you been knowing this woman? How long you been? Were you fucking in a house? Were you just...
Did y'all come to y'all house?
How were you?
Yeah, did y'all come to y'all house? Like
some shit, I wouldn't be able to put... If it's too hard to swallow, like, you would stoop that low to fuck a bitch.
Like, if y'all had some plan and then he canceled just to go... Yeah, shit
plan
like that.
All that shit.
Miss a child's birth, because I don't know.
Miss a kid's birthday.
Take a vacation with your side piece. If I find you took a vacation with her, you said you could be out of town working. Mm. But I just find out receipts and shit. Yeah. Shit like that. Now, that would be very hard to swallow. You did all this dirty shit. Now, you talking about, okay, you slept with her at a hotel one night. It happened one time or something like that. That's small compared to... You taking trips and planning shit when I'm at work and shit like that. Fucking in our bed and shit. Oh, and I bringing her to our house.
Yeah.
That's a different level.
Yeah.
That's like, we might need to get a fucking divorce. Because if you stoop that low to do dirty shit like that,
that's very
what different. Else would you do? Yeah.
Or what else have you done?
Yes. Like, for me to forgive you, for us to start off, that trust level would have to, it would take a while for me to trust you again. Long time.
And you realize, like, we ain't fucking while I'm trying to gain my trust back. So you really gotta keep an eye on him, but that's gonna be really a level of trust because he supposedly ain't supposed to be getting them.
Yeah.
Or she supposedly ain't supposed to be getting them because you gotta work on yourself, working on y'all trust to get all that back. Ain't no love making. You gonna be on the couch
or in the other bedroom.
In the back of my head, you know, you say you forget it, but it's always going to be there.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes...
I wonder what they're doing.
Now, in that defense, if you know in your heart you won't be able to ever forgive this person, just go ahead and get a divorce.
Yep.
Because if you going to tell this person, you hear men say it all the time, she keeps saying, she forgave me, but she keep on bringing it up. When you did this or you did that, I hope you ain't doing... If you going to keep on bringing it up and you... officially said you forgive this man and you gonna work on it and y'all starting over and work on build on this trust again, you can't keep bringing that shit up to him. In all fairness, he did it. It is what it is.
You chose to forgive him.
You didn't have to. Yeah. You could have just said, let's just get a divorce.
Yep.
Or let's separate. But you chose to forgive him. Once you don't cross that line.
I wouldn't even say separate because then you said, we were separated.
They're not supposed to.
I wouldn't even trust that either. They could be doing anything then.
But you said you wanted to separate, so we were separated from this. And while we were separated.
But you still married. You know, they know it's still wrong now.
Yeah.
But someone said, we were separated. Yeah, they love to say that now.
So if you can't handle, you can't deal with that trust that they broke, then just move on. Because first of all, you're putting yourself through stress, too. And then it's always going to be in the back of your head. Oh, this nigga, he's taking too long. Yep. He better not be doing what he used to do.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
If you can't handle that shit, that's a strong mental thing to block out, like, that hurt from what they did. If you can't handle it, then move on.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair to you and it's not fair to them. What they did was wrong, but it's not fair for you to keep throwing that in their face over and over and over and live for a whole lifetime.
Yeah, that's true. That last question?
Nope.
One more. Our last question is, how many times should a woman fight, a woman or a man, fight for their relationship if they keep getting cheated on, getting disrespect, or just keep doing the same thing over and over? How many times?
I ain't going over two. And two pushing it. Two pushing it.
To me, I would say two. I'm like you, two pushing.
That's two.
Back in the day, I would have said about 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, 7. Two pushing it.
But now,
two is pushing
that shit's
it.
Old. That time. Shit for the bird. I can't do it no more. You fuck up one bad time. Okay, I'm going to give you a pass.
What, cheating twice?
Fuck up again.
Or just talk about his leg.
Yeah, all together, the cheating, constant disrespect, constant stuff I can't deal with. If I tell you to stop doing something, you keep doing it, bullshit, aggravation. If you keep doing it,
you don't want to be here. You don't like it here.
No.
Oh,
you don't like it here.
Life too short for all that shit. If you say you love me, love me. If you want, you say you love me, show actions and not just words. If you say you love me, you don't need to be sticking your dick everywhere, all over the world. If you love me, you shouldn't have to lie.
Exactly.
Or creep around. Ooh. If you ain't enough, if you know you don't, you not good with just being with one person, you need to just tell
don't
that person.
Don't commit to nobody.
No, don't commit. Just say, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship right now. Or I'm not ready for a relationship right now. Don't just tell that person, well, I don't know, but, you know, I really like you. That's not telling me nothing. No, we not in no relationship. Yeah. No.
You got a man that said, I'll say twice, but if she don't fight back or put in the effort, I give up.
You know what? That's a good thing, too. It also depends on that, too.
Person,
if that person truly sorry about what they did the first time, they and I see that they're showing it, they're showing they fighting for it. They showing they doing extra to prove to me that, you know, they really in it. They really is trying to do better. If you're not showing it, and if I feel like I'm fighting more than you,
and you the one fucked up?
Exactly. Damn, why they fuck up and they want to blame you? Like, you the one that did it.
Yo.
What the fuck?
That's an act. All right,
Martell.
Listen, and transfer emotions. That's a good movie.
Like, what the
two fuck? Two can play that game. It's truth. Hey, some of these movies have a truth to it, dog. That's real life. I remember that from watching that movie with my mama. Because it's transfer emotions. They're trying to get that get off of them, so they try to turn it on to you so you can be the one that feel bad instead of them.
Oh, you didn't want to give me fellatio.
So it's your fault.
It's your fault. I had to go find another woman who was really into suck my dick.
Man.
Well, it could be any. They use all kind of dumbass excuses.
Yeah.
When you married, if she wasn't sucking your dick like that before y'all got married, what the hell? You married? You think she gonna suck your dick more? You was letting her get away with it before y'all got married?
That's why you...
It's just an excuse to go cheat.
Yeah. I know.
You need to be with somebody who you know you're compatible with. Don't just marry somebody and you think, oh, I can change them. Or maybe this will change. There ain't no maybes. You got to be for certain. You marrying somebody. That's a commitment. You're going to have sex with this person all the time. You need to be having sex with somebody you're going to enjoy.
Exactly.
Not you're going to be bored or you don't like this or they don't like that. No, it has to be compatible. It has to be a mutual thing.
You need to cover all grounds.
Yeah, you got to know everything. I need to know everything. You even know what size drawers they weigh. You need to know all that. Well, you married this person. You can't be going in halfway and now you're not happy. Now you want to cheat.
Okay, y'all. So remember, ain't no contest. We don't do that no more.
No challenge,
love somebody
no
that's going to love you.
It's too many people out here about you fighting over one. And you probably ain't going to win at the end. Because if y'all
they still might not choose
if y'all two
you.
Fighting exactly. over one individual, it's going to be more out there. And then now they're going to be fighting. So you'll never win.
Yep.
So win with yourself, win with your children. Stop putting all this extra energy, unwanted energy into some over one individual.
And remember, that little hurt you feel right now, it's temporary. Versus the hurt you're going to experience by keep dealing with the same bullshit.
Yeah.
Remember, you would never lose with loving yourself. You would never lose. And you may trip, you may fall, but you ain't never going to lose with yourself. Think about how much you're going to lose with other motherfuckers ain't treating you right. You ain't going to lose with yourself. Choose yourself first.
Yeah, you got to always choose yourself and your kids. Can't forget the kids. Okay, thank y'all for tuning in. We are Two Freaks and a Virgin. You can find us on most streaming platforms. Two Freaks and a Virgin. TWO Freaks and a Virgin. Okay, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Exotic Sensations.
XOTICSIENSATIONS.
Yes, thank y'all for tuning in. It's still Aquarius season.
Woo!
So we still turning up for the one and only nympho. Y'all, she been doing pretty good. She been hanging. We had to put her in the bed last weekend. Let's see how she doing this weekend.
Let's see.
But she's still hanging in. No throw-ups yet. So, y'all players, y'all might be upgrading a little bit. Because if y'all was waiting on Nympho to represent y'all, y'all had a bad representation. But she's doing pretty good. So, we turning up tonight with Nympho again. So, y'all hold it down. Take a shot. I should have told y'all that in the beginning. Go get your shot. Take your shot, because we still turning up with Nympho. And we'll see y'all back here next weekend.
Woo!
And we're out.
See ya.
You know that's who we be. You add one plus two, and you know that. fasten up your seatbelts. This is who we are.